Good evening. It's good to see everybody out. And we've got a couple here for a shower tonight, so have your bars of soap ready. I tell you, getting looks from Emmy Jo from up here is a lot easier than when she's just a few feet away from you. It's intimidating. She intimidates me. This lesson will be fairly short. Back in the spring of 2004, a 10-year-old by the name of Austin Goodwin, I'm probably saying that name wrong, watched a video that showed children who had lost their parents to AIDS in Africa. And he, while watching that video, realized that those kids really weren't much different than he was. And he decided to shoot free throws on World AIDS Day in 2004. This young man shot 2,057 free throws to represent the 2,057 kids who would be orphaned during his day at school. Family and friends sponsored Austin, and he was able to raise almost $3,000. Now, since then, Austin's efforts have turned into the largest free throw marathon in the world, with an estimated about 40,000 people in more than 25 countries participating. Hoops for Hope has raised over $4 million for African orphans. Austin now would be about 25 years old. He has wrote a couple of books and appeared for several interviews with a lot of TV networks and has been featured in magazines like Christianity Today and Time. Well, I want us to just consider our lives, consider our days and what we do, our prayer, our forgiveness, our devotion, that we seek out the things of God, that we consider our neighbor, that we judge kindly, that we pray fervently, that we love exceptionally, and that we build wisely. And tonight we're just going to talk a little bit about our influence. Jesus tells two parables about influence. In the 13th chapter of Matthew, we'll be looking at Matthew 13, 31 through 35. And there the Bible tells us that he put another parable before them, saying that the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. And then he tells them another parable, that the kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour until it was all leavened. All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. And this was to fill what was spoken by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world. Sometimes, especially here in Little Concord, America, we may not believe that we are very influential for the kingdom of God. But I believe that those two short parables by Jesus really should give us a different perspective. I will just talk about three observations from the text, and I hope it'll encourage all of us this week to consider our influence and to put it to good use for the Lord. Number one is that every act has a great potential. When we do something for God, it doesn't have to be huge to have a great impact. Small acts are not often valued by the world. There isn't an awards for the most or the least watched movie. Now, there is one for the worst movie of the year, but not the least watched movie. Nobody brags about having the shortest bridge in the world. The best products that we see are always new and improved. Even Jesus' own life started out small, born to humble parents in an impoverished setting in a small town. He only had a handful of followers at the time of his death. Matthew 10:42 says that if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. We should have faith that what we do for God matters. The second point tonight is every small effort is exponential. When we do something for God, it not only has mysterious and amazing potential, it also has the power to be exponential, to grow beyond our wildest expectations. how many small things do we do for God that turn out to be big things? I always say thank God for Sunday school teachers, for our Wednesday night teachers. You know, we may never see the full impact that that class, the Wednesday night classes, have on somebody's life as they get older and move maybe on. But while we can't see it, we should never underestimate it. We should never underestimate the power of a smile, of a kind word, of taking time to listen to someone. And everyone in this room is capable of doing amazing things for God by doing things that others would consider small things for God. The power for our efforts to grow and expand is not, of course, in us, but in the seed being planted. Earlier in this chapter of Matthew, we see another parable about the seed, in which the seed is the Word of God. Well, every outreach, every act of worship, every prayer, every time we show compassion to someone, that Christ-like actions that show a small effort that can become exponential. And then finally tonight, every small service is influential. Just like that yeast in the dough pervading throughout, so we are, so we should be in this community and throughout the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said that a great majority of men are bundles of beginnings. And that's a good way of saying that. It's a true statement. Well, in Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 5 and 6, there the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry bush, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." What can God do in our community, or even our world, with just a handful of mustard seeds and a little bit of leaven? Well, again, this week, consider your life. Consider your day, your neighbor, your influence. Every small act has potential. Every small effort could be exponential. Every small service is influential. So always feel encouraged in serving and blessing others. God is at work when we are doing these things. He is purposefully using our abilities and our talents to bless and serve others. And I think and I believe that it has a greater power than any of us can really imagine. And so this week I ask we just keep our prayers towards God, that He would help us, this community, in building His kingdom through our own influences. Now, tonight, if you are not a Christian, as always, we urge you to make that choice. If you are a Christian and need the prayers of this congregation, this again would be an opportune time to make that known as together we stand.